Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back. If you're new to me, my name is Shuelle Agra. I'm the founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. So everything we do here evolves around resilience. And this year, I'm inviting some new friends to the table to have this conversation about resilience. What does it look like? What it looks like in their lives and how they're helping others find it and maintain it as well. So today I have a new friend with me, Lewis. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity to spread the message that shame guilt is not needed
yes.
or wanted.
Yes. I'm so excited to kind of talk about that with you. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about, you know, yourself, who you are and what you do.
Okay. I'm 78, so I won't take up all your time. However, I was dying at 50.
Wow.
And I had many physical, emotional issues mm-hmm. because of a very abusive childhood. Broken neck, broken shoulders, broken ribs, broken jaw. We don't need to go into all that, but I had many reasons to feel guilty, to feel shameful, and everything came crashing down on me, even though I was very successful as a nurse. I created the first hemodialysis for kidney dialysis
wow.
in 1966 in the United States.
Wow.
I toured the United States. I developed the kidney nurses and technicians organization that's still in existence at this point.
Awesome.
We had hepatitis in the unit, and I brought forth a way to eradicate it. Mm-hmm. And that started another lecture series. So yes, I was very, very good at my job, but shame guilt took over.
Yeah.
So I was dying. Okay, my physical problems, but I had to handle the emotional stress that was causing my problems. And that's how I got to know about shame guilt. And when I got well, everybody said, how did you get younger? How did you get smarter? What did you do? I said, I just got rid of shame guilt. Oh, can you tell me? So that's how this started.
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for all your contribution to the world and just, you know, all that you've done in the medical field, but also just as a human being. And so I'm so excited to hear this. And you are so right that for many of us, you know, we go through a life moving forward and just doing our thing, right? And then sometime or past catches up to us if we never dealt with it.
It's called the shame guilt hole.
Yes.
And we all fall into it. So I'm going to be brief so I can be some very interesting topics. Yeah. I am giving information that's not out there. This is a new way of telling people what is shame guilt. People don't know what it is because we were never told that.
Yes, we don't talk
Adam
about
and
those
Eve, Adam and Eve started it. Lois has got to stop it. Okay. So that's just the way it is.
So go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
You take it away.
Shame guilt is a negative energy force that changes our positive emotions to negative ones. It's not an emotion. When you say, I feel shameful, what do you feel? Oh, I feel depressed and not good enough. But it's not, it's the shame energy that's affecting us. What happens to your computer when you have a computer virus?
It just freezes and takes over. You can't do anything
with it. Exactly. Shame guilt is the same virus that comes into us when someone says you're not good enough or you say you're not good enough. That's shame guilt energy. And my film makes shame guilt visible so you can see what it is. And we are an electrical being. We have ley lines. We have nerve cells. We communicate energetically. So yes, a virus coming into us is going to make us feel stupid. Our mind goes offline. We get confused. Our emotions tame from compassion to depression, intuition to anxiety, and passion to anger. So all we have to do is kick shame guilt energy out of ourselves, and we turn positive. We don't have to go to school to learn how to be happy. Okay. So that's love energy. You know what love energy is. What does it do? Makes us feel happy and joyful, and we're confident, we're secure. We can do anything we want. We're smart, we're intelligent. We can figure out problems. Shame guilt energy causes depression, anxiety, bullying, I'm not good enough, procrastination. It's everything. I'm going to get my, this is the DSM book. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
It has 940 pages. They never, ever meant shame, guilt. And all of these disorders are caused by shame, guilt, energy. Now, logically, you would say, why don't I just get rid of the shame, guilt, energy? That's where I am.
Yeah.
You don't have 20 years to spend in therapy. Or it doesn't complete anyway, because if you don't get rid of the gasoline that's causing the fire, you're always going to have a fire.
So, it's almost like I often talk about putting bandages, but the cut is still underneath there, unresolved, untreated. Yes.
Shame is manufactured like in our unconscious mind, and guilt is in our conscious mind, but it's the same thing. This is what we have to take away today. Shame and guilt are the same. I'm a nurse. The medical field, if you have a virus in your brain, they call it meningitis. If you have it in your stomach, they call it gastritis. If you have it in your kidneys, they call it nephritis. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes,
does that make
yes.
you confused?
Yep. It's the same virus, a different part of the body, different organs per se.
Shame, guilt's the same. You'll never, ever, ever, ever get rid of guilt until you find the shame that's causing the guilt. Okay, that's what we have to know today.
Find the shame that's causing the guilt and get rid of it.
So you don't feel guilty for being guilty. Okay, another thing you have to know, don't stay in guilt. Gene, have you ever heard of Steve Hawkins' vibratory scale? He took emotions and gave them a number. Okay, enlightenment is 700,000. That's 5 zeros to the 30th power.
And I can't even do that.
I know. Okay. Then we have love and joy and peace and courage and anger, and it goes down. Do you know what the last one is?
No.
Guilt.
Wow.
And it comes in at 10.
Wow.
Guilt is the lowest vibration a human can embody before they die.
Whew, that's powerful.
Okay. Now, what happens with suicide? How does suicide happen? People are guilty because they did something wrong. They're not good enough to stay here. I felt that. It's really a sad, sad place.
Right. Yep.
So don't stay in guilt.
Yeah.
If you have to hear anything, hear that today. Oh, but I should have done that. Use the word regret or remorse. Oh, I'm so sorry I spent money on that item. I could have got it cheaper some other place. I'm so sorry I didn't know that guy was a thief. I gave him my money. You know, of course we regret, but don't get out of guilt. Now, regret and remorse leave us to, oh, well, I won't do that again, or I can help somebody with that, or I have a solution. Guilt has no place to go. And you'll never get out of guilt being guilty. Okay?
I like that reframe, that remorse or regret. That way it's something you
can
think about.
And if you can think of
it.
Another word, please let me know.
Those two. I mean, that's a good way to reframe it, so it loses its power. It becomes something I can do something about rather than something that keeps me in bondage.
Exactly. Guilt will keep you in the hole, and know the only way lesser than guilt is you're not alive. I'm serious. You can look that up. Guilt is the lowest vibratory place you can feel. And what does everybody feel? Oh, I'm guilty about this. I'm guilty about that. Your guilt makes you stupid. Okay. Okay. It's put upon us as an energy to make us devolve. That's another long story. Mm-hmm. Guilt and shame have no positive effect upon us. Hello. Mm-hmm. How mm-hmm. can something vibrating at 10 be healthy? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, we need healthy guilt. We need good guilt to be moral. I don't think so. Guilt does not make me a better person.
I think we need more love to be a good person. Pardon? I said, I think we need more love to be better person, but better people. Because if I love the earth, I take better care of it. If I love the people, I relate to them in a different way. So, yeah.
But guilt really takes us down. It takes everybody down. I mean, don't feel bad if guilt takes you down, because that's the pandemic.
Right. That's, yeah.
That's the pandemic. So guilt and shame only have one defect. Mm-hmm. They dissolve in detection. Oh, now you know why they never brought us into the avenue of knowing what shame and guilt is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, all right, I know our time is brief, but I want to make sure shame, guilt mm-hmm. makes you stupid. Okay? It's the lowest vibration a human can carry. Change your mind. Okay, regret. Then you can, people say, oh, I feel shame. I said, what else? Oh, I feel depressed. Okay, right to your emotions. Hi, depression, how are you? Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming to talk to me. That's what I teach people to do, mm-hmm. is talk to their emotions. I got tired of talking to therapists. Mm-hmm. I talk to myself as depression. I have a film on that, Out of Discord mm-hmm. into Harmony. Mm-hmm. I teach people how to talk to their emotions and make friends with the inner critic. We can't cut the inner critic out. We make friends. Mm-hmm. Right now, my inner critic changed his job. You know what he does? Mm. He flies around the world finding podcasts, people like you. What a great job.
There you go. There you go. Put him to good use, right? And for greater good also at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is so good. And I could sit here and just listen all day. I'm like, you know, just kind of absorbing all of this. So when people, I know you mentioned a few ways already, like in kind of reframing that guilt from remorse, from regret. What are other ways that people can, and you also mentioned about talking to the emotion. What are maybe other tips there for people, you know, to help people, what we can start releasing if you want, you know, that guilt and shame?
Well, you have to know your enemy to mm-hmm. defeat their enemy. You don't have an enemy, your mother, your father, your grandmother, mm-hmm. your kids, the president, the ambassador, you know, the leader, your brother, your sister. You only have one enemy. Mm. It's shame, guilt, energy. You can't blame it on anybody but shame, guilt, energy. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. So I help
the source,
people,
right? Get the source to the problem instead of, you know, putting bandages on it.
Yeah, because they had shame guilt too, and they like give it to you because nobody wants to hold it, but nobody knows what it is. I expose shame guilt energy so mm-hmm. people know their enemy. Yeah. Okay. Now you have to know. So that's why come to my website, loishollis.com, and I teach you all 500 questions, one answer, 500 ways you are shamed by yourself and by other people. And that's the first step. You have to know what you don't want. Mm. You have to know what you don't want.
Yeah.
So that's why I call myself an educator. Mm-hmm. And then when you work with the inner personality parts, like your depression and your critic, mm-hmm. they're the ones that hold the shame guilt. So we ask them to help you release it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then since you know what the shame guilt energy words are, when someone throws them at you, what do you do? Pew, I don't take them.
Yeah.
I talk to on the sender, phone, right? Like
Love it, Lois. Love it, Lois. Yeah.
Not here.
I'm not receiving that package, right? Return to sender. Love it. Love it. Oh, thank you so much. So definitely, you know, on your website is all the resources that people, you know, can continue to dig deeper. And then, you know, hopefully also reach out.
Well, they have to do this to mm-hmm. be here. Why would you live stupid? And your resilience is knowledge. Mm-hmm. You can't have resilience if you don't know what resilience is.
Yeah. So first the knowledge and then implementing that knowledge, putting it to action.
Yeah, but if you don't, they're great words, but do you know what it is? Mm-hmm. That's me. I say, this is how you do it.
Yes.
I'm a how person.
Love it. And we need more how, because there are a lot of, in this time and age, it's like, it's information age, right? There's so much out there. And then
tell you how.
Right. And it's just like, you absorb more of all the problems. And then people feel overwhelmed and don't know where to start. And so here's where you start. You go to Lewis' website, right?
And she tells you how to implement all that beautiful, be happy, be resourceful, be the Wonder Woman that you are, be resilient.
Yes.
And that makes you feel more guilty because you don't know how to do it.
Yes.
And that's where I come in. I'm the how person. I tell you how. God made you beautiful and mm-hmm. resilient and loving mm-hmm. and concerned and intuitive. But shame guilt came along and put a black cloud over you. Mm. And now you take the black cloud off and say, go.
Not again. Bye. Yep.
But you got to know what the black cloud is.
Got a victim. Yeah.
Okay, so Definitely. Does that answer questions?
That answer questions. Thank you so much, Lewis. Yeah, this is beautiful. So we will put that link to your website there so people can connect with you and we'll take advantage of all the resources you have. Thank you again for all that you do.
And they are free.
Even better, guys. So go click on that link. I'm going right now. So you guys do the same and take advantage of this. And again, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you can also go to imgoodfilm.com. And that's where all my films are.
Awesome.
I'm good film.com, right?
Yes. You need a reminder. Yeah. Don't let shame bring you to that, guilt and shame bring you to that lower vibration where you don't feel smart. You are good. You are enough. Not use that power for good, right?
That's it.
Yes.
That's all there is. There ain't no more.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank
blessings.
You so much. Blessing to you as well. Thank you for being the time to do this. Thank you, for all that you do. And for everyone watching or listening, take advantage of all these resources. Like you said, they're free and they're there to help you not only build resilience now, but be good to yourself. And to
because you are good.
Yes, you're already good.
Now I'm good.
Yeah, go walk in that goodness, right? And live it out. Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for everyone. Be well.